Gazing at the stars and appreciating our place in the universe is something most of us love to do, but usually only really get the chance when we're out camping. For Wiradjuri woman Kirsten Banks is her job, and one she loves so much she wants to share her passion for space with others. Kirsten is an astrophysicist and a science communicator, and she joined The Wire's Annie Haswell as part of National Science Week to talk about her fascination with the stars.
My passion for the stars started when I was in high school. My science teachers took my entire year group on an excursion to go see a documentary about the Hubble Space Telescope. And watching that and seeing those incredible photos taken by this phenomenal telescope, I was just hooked on space. Like, I needed to learn more about this mysterious universe that we live in.
When you're trying to communicate your passion for science and the stars, do you come across people who have a kind of who cares attitude to whatever's up there in the sky?
Yeah, there are definitely people who are like, oh, who cares? No one cares. No one asked. But there are way more people who just vibe with the science and have lots of fun and really do see that same passion and get excited, just like I do, about space and science. And those are the people that I do this for. It's to have fun. It's to spark that interest for kids and reignite that interest and curiosity for the older generation as well, because everyone can enjoy science.
What are the most amazing things that have happened in recent years in terms of technology that enable us to know more about the stars and what's going on?
Oh, I think one of the biggest ones that's on my mind currently is the Event Horizon Telescope. This is a telescope that is not actually one telescope, but multiple telescopes from around the world. Again, that collaborative effort here with multiple science from internationally coming together, where when you connect all these telescopes together around the world, they essentially create an equivalent telescope the size of the Earth. So you have this big Earth-sized radio eyeball looking into space, and it's taken the first ever direct image of a black hole. Like, that is a huge feat in technology right there.
Now, you are a Wiradjuri woman, and astronomy and Indigenous culture and learning go back tens of thousands of years. Do you think there's a connection in your Indigenous heritage to your fascination with the stars?
Oh, absolutely. Indigenous astronomy and understanding the skies runs deep in Aboriginal culture, and like you said, has been alive in this land for tens of thousands of years. And when I started learning more about Indigenous astronomy, my mind was blown even more about space, because there is so much more for us to learn, both from a modern science perspective in finding that those new things and expanding the knowledge bubble of humanity, but also learning about how Indigenous peoples view the night sky and seeing those different perspectives and how it can be used to predict the weather, find food and take care of the land.
Do you have a favourite story in terms of that Indigenous connection to astronomy?
My favourite constellation would have to be Gogoman. It's the emu in the sky. In Wiradjuri language, we call it Gogoman. And it's so beautiful. It stretches right across the entire night sky, but it's not like a constellation you may be thinking of where you have connecting the dots of the stars. Instead, it's the dark parts of the Milky Way galaxy that make up this emu shape in the sky. And its position in the night sky indicates when is the right time to go looking for emu eggs.
Space is a bit of a boy thing. Do you feel as though there are more women and girls getting interested in, and getting into science?
Absolutely, yeah. I teach physics to high school students, and one of my physics classes is 50-50 split between girls and boys. It's fantastic to see. Change is happening.
Why do we need to have a science week? What difference do you see it make every year?
National Science Week is a great way for people to get involved in science and try and broaden their horizons, because often people think, you know, my kid's interested in science, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help them and give them those opportunities to learn more and enjoy learning more. And that's where Science Week comes in. There are so many events you can get involved with to improve your understanding of science and enjoy doing that too. You can find online events or virtual experiences and even activities you can do in your own home. So anyone, even if you're stuck in lockdown like myself, you can still get involved as well.
As a science nerd, as a person who just loves knowing what's up there, would you be interested in going to Mars if you got the opportunity?
Ooh, Mars, probably not. I like it here at Earth. Earth is, you know, just the right kind of temperature for me. But if I did get a chance to go to space, I would love to go around the moon to see what the Apollo 8 astronauts saw on Christmas Eve during their mission, and that was an Earthrise. So the Earth rising above the surface of the moon as they come around from the backside of the moon.
And then you get to come back to Earth too. That's a good bit.
Exactly.
Wiradjuri woman and astrophysicist Kirsten Banks there, speaking to The Wire's Annie Haswell. You can find out more about National Science Week at scienceweek.net.au.